We'll read our regular text because there's some things I got to go to quickly. I can't leave without getting to them. And we want you to be right along with us. Let's go to Psalm. Let's read that first. Well, I don't know if I want to read it or not. Well, let's go to Psalm. Go to Psalm 1. Psalm 1. You know, we're talking about open heaven prosperity. That's where we're just prospering all the time. And when heaven is open, hell is locked. And so, see to it that you understand the fact that after this prosperity revival, hell is locked over your finances. Understand that, and every now and then say that. And say, and you say to Satan, in the name of Jesus, you can't stop me no more. All right? This is real, isn't it? Now, we want to look to, in Psalm 1, you know the preparation time in that first and second verse he's preparing, laying the foundation as those boys have preached here. Now, when you talk about an open heaven prosperity, I never heard that term before. You get heaven open, you got God's presence. You got God proclaiming some things that can't be stopped. And then you have the Holy Spirit performing things that in a powerful way that they can't be stopped. So you got the presence of God, you got God talking, and you got the Holy Spirit as you obey, you got the Holy Spirit activating or bringing to pass what God have told you. Yes. Amen. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
And you have to understand that's what open heaven mean. Open heaven mean that you're unstoppable, you're undeniable. And when you see it in the word and act on it, heaven will give you divine backup. When you have that divine backup, oh my goodness, come on now. When you have that divine backup, what I'm going to tell you tonight, what the Lord has showed me, what I'm about to tell you, you're going to have to be in the spirit. So you're at least going to have to know heaven back you up. You know, God's word has backup. God said he watches over his word to perform it. And then the Bible said the word of God grew and prevailed. And we're talking about, I got one of my son's church named the prevailing word. The word must prevail over your financial situation. And it will prevail if you let it. See, we're not talking about learning formulas here now. You see, we got the confession already. You know we got the confession already. We're not talking about just having confession here now. We're talking about revelation in progress. Thank you over here. I ain't heard nothing here. It's just revelation in progress. That's a powerful word, revelation in progress. See, something happening divine all the time. Something moving in the spirit world. God about to change something. And God is going to change something in your life tonight. There's something going to break loose in you tonight that haven't never been broken before.
Let it be.
Let's look at this first verse in Psalm 1:3. Now I want to tell you here in this verse, there are some underlying factors that we're not seeing. There are some things these verses didn't say, but they're there. These verses I'm going to. Let me try to get you ready for it. You know, in that verse, it says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water," right? "That brings forth his fruit in season." Now, that word fruit denotes something he didn't say. He prepared, but it's something he had to do in order for fruit to come up. So, actually, in this verse, you have a seed. In all that. You cannot meditate in the word that long and not find out the man principle. The man principle of wealth, increase, prosperity, and abundance and overflow is learning the kingdom principle of sowing. You don't talk about fruit without a seed. See, now it's not said in there, but the man all up in the word. If you're all up in the word, you found out that the word is a seed. Jesus is a seed. The kingdom is run by a seed, and there's such a thing as money seed. Are you following me? See, it's the Holy Spirit, because this is not the bonding revelation yet, but there's a bonding revelation that's gonna bond you to prosperity. Once you see it, you're gonna catch it just like that. But I want you to understand, the Spirit of God. All right, Lord, I know. I'll get it. But and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall, we see leaf means something been planted too. Shall not wither. And then we get to the text, well, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Well, you see, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper couldn't be without a seed. So in all that meditation he did, a revelation had to come out about the seed. And part of his doing was sowing. Had to be. You can't, the whole Bible will be violated. All right, let's go a little further now. All right, let's see. My goodness. I want to jump and skip, you know. Look at the thing I saw. Well, let's go to 1 Corinthians, where Junior was this morning, chapter 2, and look at those two verses, 9 and 10, because to operate under open heaven is not a natural operation. You have to be in cooperation with the Holy Spirit. Are you following me? Huh? And the Holy Spirit will take you deeper into the things of God. Deep enough to lose you. Deep enough to take it where your faith have to take over. So you have to go deep enough in the spirit world where you get almost blinded, where you can't see no more. And then another set of eyes open. You got to go so deep that you get so deep that your ears don't work, your natural ears don't work, but another set of ears are open. And you begin to hear a voice that is not normal, it's not natural. You begin to hear a voice saying things and doing things at the same time. Some people say things, but they can't do it. Whatever God say, he can do it. All right? And so here, Paul takes us over into the spirit world. And if you're going to be a soul, if you're going to go in prosperity under open heaven, Paul takes us in the spirit world. The Apostle Paul takes us in the spirit world and say some things that we need to understand, because the revelation that will come forth, you're going to have to be there. All right, let's turn to 1 Corinthians 2. Hallelujah. Then at ninth verse, it says, but it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. See, those things are in the spirit realm. All right? But then he says in the tenth verse, but God has revealed. See, revelation is a powerful thing. God has revealed them unto us how? By his spirit. And you know, that's the Lord, yes, that's the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. The deep things of God. All right? Now, open heaven prosperity, you have to recognize that you're going to have to go down into the deep to function in that type of prosperity. That type of prosperity, whatsoever man doeth, that should also, it should prosper, whatever you do. Right. All right? Now, the reason I know the encounter I had with the Lord this afternoon, the reason I know that Psalm 1:3, when it talks about fruit and leaf, the reason I know that in the conversation this man had with God, in all that time he was hungering and thirsting and day and night, that God revealed to him how to be a wealthy man, how to be prosperous. Wow. And I know the seed had to be in that, that violate a whole lot of other part of the Bible if it wasn't. You follow what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Huh? Come on, listen to me now. Yes, sir. And because a lot of time we read in scripture, we don't see the seed. And all the scripture is a seed. All the scriptures have divine harvest in them. But you have to be expecting it. And from this day forward, you'll know it. All the seed, all the word of the God is a seed that can produce a harvest. Now, I want you to turn to Galatians chapter 6, because we're going to get some confirmation here from the word confirming itself. Now, Galatians chapter 6, I want to look at one verse there. Now, remember, we're going down in the deep. So you're not going to be able to breathe natural. I saw a scripture in the Word I've been trying to change for the last 25 years to fit my revelation. Finally, I caught a hold of it. I've been trying to change the Word and look up the Greek and all that. But I think man have missed this scripture, and tonight we're going to get it. Oh, my goodness. So in Galatians now, we say it in verse 3, whatsoever he do, it shall prosper. We say fruit, leaf. We say he had to come into context with the teaching of the seed. I can't hear you. So if y'all don't follow me, you're going to miss it. I'm telling you now, you do not want to miss this. All right? Now, then the Lord took me here. The Lord said, look, the Lord took me here. He said, look, Galatians, go to Galatians chapter 6 now. He said, look at verse 7. That verse is kin to Psalm 1:3. See, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Now here we go with another whatsoever. For whatsoever a man soweth. Now God's not going to change that. For whatsoever a man soweth. And that's why God said in a matter of second, it flashed. God says, listen, this verse is connected to Psalm 1:3. This man had to know something about sowing. He said, because whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. He don't sow nothing. He didn't say, here's what he didn't say. Whatever man knows, that's what he should reap. He didn't say that. Tell him he didn't say that. See, you can know a lot of things and reap nothing. And it's sort of in the body of Christ now, to a certain extent, there's a lot of people in the body of Christ knoweth. But knoweth always point to soweth. See? Whatsoever man... He didn't say whatsoever man knoweth. You see, do it in Psalm 1:3 has sow it in it. So the first part of this verse is very important. Be not deceived, because you know something. See, heavy, heavy on scripture and light, light on blessing. It's in this room. Got a lot of heavyweights here in scripture, but they're light in blessing. You can be deceived quoting scripture. The sowing process cannot be omitted. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. every time God show you something, there's something to sow. So just I want you to see that. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. And I want you to get this whatsoever. Now, whatsoever man soweth. See, because you go around saying whatsoever he doeth, he prospers. Right. But you got to understand an element of one of the major factor of doing is sowing. Yeah. That runs throughout the scripture. Yeah. Yeah. Say this, Holy Spirit, holler at me.
Holy Spirit, holler at me.
Yeah, you need to holler at you a little louder tonight. You need the Holy Spirit hollering at you tonight. You need the Holy Spirit. I never heard that before, but you need the Holy Spirit hollering at you tonight because, see, we're going deep and deeper now. We're going to go deep and deeper now. We're going deeper and deeper.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit is going to take us deeper in this thing, and may the Holy Spirit holler at us on the inside tonight and see this thing. All right, you got to see it. Now, my. One of the miracle aspect of sowing is having instruction from the Lord. Now, there in the first miracle, go to John 2:5, because I stick with this verse. This verse is powerful. This verse is powerful. John 2:5. We're dealing with these whatsoever, you know. Yeah, we need to deal with it, because I got, oh my. Like Jason said, oh my. All right, John 2:5. Now here's a woman walking in Revelation. His mother. His mother had seen him move out of the natural. She said, don't y'all be messing around now. And in essence, what she said, my son is strange. He's going to tell you to do something that the only way you're going to do it, you're going to be in faith. Yeah, he's going to pull you out of your element. She knew it. She said, my son, now let me tell you right now, y'all come to him. He's going to pull you out of your element. He's going to pull you out of the natural. And you're just going to have to believe what he tells you. And do it, and the Bible didn't record it, but she said, it's going to work out. Because I've seen him do it before, but I want to warn y'all ahead of time, you're not going to understand what he's about to tell you to do. And I think that's what we mess up at, because if you're not, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, you're not going to understand him if you don't, everything God do is by a seed. You're saved by a seed. Are you following me? So she got him ready. His mother said unto the servant, just whatever whatsoever he says to you, do it. See, now you know it's strange because they told him to put water. They want wine, you know. So it's good that somebody talk to you before somebody hit you like that. My boy is strange. He's talking two worlds at one time. See, he see wine in water. He see broke people rich. He see people fasting with a breakthrough. God already see your breakthrough. He already see you out of debt. He already see you living like you desire to live. He already see. He see poor place. He see where you are. And where he about to take you.
Yeah.
All he need is your obedience and do that crazy thing he tell you to do. You got to do the crazy thing. Well, people look at you funny and say, man, you believe it's going to work? Say, no, I don't believe it's going to work. I know it's going to work. The Lord told me to do this. Then some people, you can't tell them what you're about to do. All right, go ahead and sit down. Go ahead and sit down. You won't see this thing now. Because I'm on trembling territory where we're about to go. See, I thought we were there. No, we ain't there. We're about to go somewhere. And I'm going to have the Holy Spirit to help me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Holler at me. Help. But I believe I'm going to warm you up a little more before I go to it. Go to John chapter 6. We're working with a revelation here. John chapter 6. Overwhelming situation in finances doesn't mean nothing to the seed. Don't care how big your financial problem is, a seed can clear it up. And here we're dealing with over 5,000 men and women. And if you will permit me, the church is panicking. The workers are panicking because they looked, they talking about they couldn't go to the store, they're just talking. And then they said, there's a lad here, you know, what are that among so many? But that was a seed, you see. And I want you to see something that is powerful here. Verse 6. Now keep up with where we left off at in Psalm 1. All right? Now verse 6. And this he said to prove him. Now, here's what you want to see right here. You really want to see this. You really want to see. He's the same one told them, boys, put that. And I had time to go through that whole miracle of the water turning to wine. But he's the same one now. And here's his stance. Here's his stance even tonight in your situation. Here's the Lord. The Lord about to take his stance. This is where the Lord. See, the Lord can't run up on impossibility. And so here he is tonight. He want to reveal himself of knowing just what to do at any time. You see, and he said, so this situation looks like it's overwhelming. I mean, you got 5,000 men, probably women and children, so you got 15,000 to 20,000 people, and it seemed like nothing will work out. The church all mixed up. The guy, the disciples don't know. They're trying to figure it out. They say, Lord, we can't. What can we do out here? And sometimes you get in finances. I've been there. I've done all I can do. Why is this thing not working? What can I do? I'm going to show you how to work it tonight. I'm going to show you how to change your finances right here, right now, on this spot, this night. There's a word from the Lord that will change your finances instantly.
Yes, sir.
Now listen, be serious. Listen. This he said to prove him, verse 6. For he himself knew what he would do. He was going to work the seed time and harvest system. But he speeded it up. It works, but he made it, he put it in, it fast forward. Because he had time, so he wants you to see how it worked. So once that seed hit his hand, it went. And took care of the situation. Ouch. Y'all hurting me here now. Ouch. You're on my toes. Ouch. See, he speeded up to give you a divine preview. Of hard work and how powerful little is when you place it in the master's hand. I often listen at for my prime time. I listen at two people singing. This girl sing, he deserved to be worshipped. But there's another girl who sing, he uses ordinary people. And so you don't have to be no prophet to be blessed. Work the word. You got to work the word, see? Now, we're almost there. I want to get somewhere. When we get there, we're going to get all rattled up. We're going to get out. We'll get out. But I just want to see. Now, you know what happened here now. I mean, always the seed come back bigger than it left. Now it fed the five, fed the family, fed the men, fed the women, the children, fed all of them. And the seed, Jesus had to stop the seed. The seed said, well, who else? Who else needs something to eat here? Call your friend. You had 12 baskets left, man. Once the seed gets to moving, it goes into the overflow. Over and above. Too much. Seemed like they couldn't stop that seed. See, Jesus' hand was on it. And that seed, you know, like the seed should have shut down with all the people got something to eat now. All the people full, they probably went for a second. But the seed still, they had to grab that seed. Hold up. It's still producing. That's the way it should be. All them seeds you sowed this week, they're producing. Don't stop your seed with unbelief. Don't you end this meeting tonight. This is a lifetime meeting. All right. I'm not going for that. Sit down. All right. You already knew what he's going to do. Let's go to Luke 5 now. Luke 5. Let's work the word. Luke 5. Luke 5. Here's another miracle now. Yeah, somebody didn't know how to go down in the deep, even though they were skilled. But skills don't work here. You know, I think you need to talk about all that work here. You see, skill on it's not a your ability thing. Well, the Lord proved that different with me. All my classmates probably were smarter than me. I mean, I had a good brain, but I wasn't using it. But I came out blessed more than all of them. The smartest two boys in my classes, I'm smarter than them. I'm smart. I got more money than they got. Yeah, because, you know, I learned how to operate the seed. They know that. They know that. You know, they felt sorry for me when I told them I was going to build my big house. And I was talking to one of them. I was talking to the second smartest boy in my class. I was talking to him. And, you know, he never come see what I'm doing down here. But I talked to him, his boy, my boy was playing ball together. And he said, "Post the years, I wanted me here." He said, I told him I was going to build a big house, you know, and I'm going to have glasses because my wife had seen the vision, and then a Baptist deacon had seen our house. Come told us about our house, Baptist deacon. Yeah, Baptist, you got a Baptist deacon. The Lord talked to Baptist deacon when they're listening. But I told him what kind of house I'm going to build, you know, and he always was a gentleman as a $500 check. He always was a gentleman. You know, he's smart, nice, clean-cut guy. And he just nodded his head. But I know he felt sorry for me, you know. He had a high place on the plant. He working in the lab as an engineer, you know. And the kind of house I'm talking about, you really had to have money to build it. I ain't had a quarter. I was talking the word. Well, you know, he never came by and never said nothing. But I know he took a sneak peek. I come out there, it's like finding rabbit jump. I come out there at nighttime, shine my flashlight, they're all side the fence. Well, see what the Lord has done, you know. But good thing the Lord has done. You know, we got a lot of talkers, especially in the word of faith, because y'all know how to talk to scriptures. Let's say the Lord said this. And when you're by yourself, what you're doing. And then you can't only just talk the word. Remember James in James 1:22? You got to be a doer of the word, right? Well, look at this. And this man, now this is just another scenario that is an impossible case. And they're dealing with financial and provision. And the Lord in verse 5 of Luke 5. Luke 5, look at verse 4. Now, when he had left speaking, we're talking about being on the open heaven prosperity. Anything can happen. He said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Remember, the scripture said, the deep things of God in verse 10. You remember that? And let down your net for a draw. And Simon answered, said to him, Master, we have toiled all the night. We've been toiling with this mess about prosperity for the last 5,000 years, and the Lord is ready for everybody to get their breakthrough. Yes. Just talking about how prosper, talking about the Lord going to prosper me. No, you got to have some manifestation.
Yeah, right.
How many are ready for manifestation?
Yes, sir.
and demonstration of the Holy Ghost in this area.
Yes, sir.
All right, watch. And the Lord ain't paying attention to him. You know, he said, and Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled. We have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, in thy word, I will let down the net. Now, the key factor here is the next verse. Nothing happened yet. He said he would do it. Didn't he say he would do it?
Yeah.
I said, God, you looking at me. Didn't he say he would do it?
Yeah.
Nod your head. Yeah, come talk to me up here. You up in here. Didn't he say he'll do it?
Yeah.
But nothing done yet. Man, I don't know this. Right, yeah, Lord. I'm going to use it, but I'm going to use it in a term because it's got a negative connotation in the world. I don't know if it's going to work. Instruction without a hustler. And hustler, I'm using that word as somebody who is diligent, somebody who's going for it. Somebody who hungry for you. I don't want you to ask somebody trying to hitch up on for something to hustle, but I couldn't find no other word. But I'm talking about a decent hustler. Going for it. In other words, see a hustler, you're not gonna stop him. If he don't hit you at one angle, he gonna go think a while. He come back and say, now, what about this?
Right.
Or he'll go change outfit.
Right.
He wants you to think he's another man.
Yeah.
Or he'll put a wig on. A hustler is a hustler. He going to get to you one way or the other. And so we need to understand when God tells us something to do, we need to turn into a hustler. We need one way or another, I'm going to do what he told me to do. Now, I'm not going to let nobody stop me and talk me out of this. This thing going to happen. We can't let street people be stronger than us.
That's a powerful word.
See? Now, I'm so blessed they think I'm a hustler. But they don't know it's divine hustling. It's hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Living a sanctified life. I'm hungering to live clean. Be holy. And testify of the goodness of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, now I want you to sit down. I want you to understand. We're almost to something. Now, and when they had this done, whatever he says to you, when you got to do it, when you have it done,
yes.
Then the results going to start moving.
Yes, sir.
They enclosed same water. Same nets, same men. No, not the same men. They changed. They got somebody else with them now. Same fish that wouldn't obey, start obeying. Now, because there is a word of wisdom here and a word of knowledge riding piggyback, the fish was waiting for the net to drop. The fish was prepared to get in the net. The fish had a meeting. When is the net coming back? We need to get in the net because they had orders from God to fill the net up. The same way he ordered the fish to fill the net up, he can order finance to fill your pocket, fill your saving account, fill your ministry up, a full supply. Remember this. When God tell you to do something, he works on both ends. He already knows what he's going to do. He's waiting to see what you're going to do. Are you going to do what I tell you to do? Are you going to let your senses be suspended so you can step off in the spirit world so something can happen out of the ordinary? When your ordinary connect with the extraordinary, something got to happen.
Yes.
Listen, my sister, listen to what the Holy Ghost said to me. When they put those net down, there was fishing and the fish was fishing. Wow. Now, you know, you ain't got it. See, you're too slow. You're too slow. See, the net was fishing for the fish and the fish was fishing for the net, because he who owned everything had talked to everybody. Yes, sir. He's the same Jesus who sent the fish to the bank. The fish went to the bank because when Peter opened his mouth, the money was there. He the one that made that fish a bank teller. Hush your mouth, boy. Come on, I'm preparing you now. Apparently, we're going to cross a threshold here. You know, these revelations, we're checking revelation, there we go. But we're going somewhere, and you're really going to have your spiritual belt on. All right. Well, sit down. It's Friday night. Time to get paid. I've been sawing all the week. It's time to get paid tonight. All right, Lord, I'll say it. God says he makes money cooperate with you. There's a point in your life, he'll have all the money in the world cooperating with you, because you have moved into a divine position with money. Money has to obey you. Just like those fish have to obey those boys' net, money going to have to obey your account. When God give you instruction like he gave you this week, and you do those instructions and believe. All right. You know, and they caught the great multitude of sanctification and et cetera. All right. Now. Yes, ma'am. Now. $500 check. All right, now, I have some things I won't tell you from last night, but I won't tell you this now. Sit down. You ain't going to be down alone, but sit down. Now, Holy Spirit, you showed me this. This is so powerful that I really need help. The body of Christ need to see it. I see it clearly, but I need you to help me here with the right words in this text. It's 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Now, you know where we've been. We've been down some streets, right? Yes, sir. Now, over the years, the last 27 years, I've been trying to change that word whatsoever to whosoever. Scripture says here, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Whatever is obeyed in the word of God produces spiritual birth. A conversion takes place. Faith can convert anything God says. Things that are connected to God has, for lack of a better word, a born again experience. So he says here, whatsoever. Good God Almighty. Whatsoever. For whatsoever is born of God. Now, we deal with whatsoever he do shall prosper. Whatsoever he says to you, do it.
Right.
Huh? Those are birthing voice. They birth things in the spirit world. God's word is alive. When you get God's word on something, it's no longer a dead thing. It has capabilities of coming over into the spirit world and produce something that don't exist. You're not getting it. See, the whatsoever here, this whatsoever here, I tried to change it in whosoever, and it might be the law of double reference, but I see this because the Holy Ghost said, showed me this. He said, whatsoever is born of God. So when you sow a seed, that seed is born, you sow a seed in faith with a cheerful heart. That seed is born of God. So a conversion and a birth has to take place. That seed has to become something bigger than what it is, because it was sown in the natural, but it's going to rise in the spirit. The words, John 6:63, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. What do you mean by that? He means that the words that I speak to you, my spirit can convert them into whatever I told you they would do. Whatsoever man soweth, it can bring forth a spiritual birth. A harvest is a spiritual birth. When you sow a seed, you become pregnant. And you keep watering that seed, and that Shana carried that baby. She was big and looked like nothing was going to happen, but she knew in 9 months that baby was going to come forth. When you sow that seed, the spiritual pregnancy start right then. Listen, let me say. For whatsoever is born of God. See, you want to say whosoever is born of God, you know, we can explain it. No, whatsoever is born of God. See. It, you know, we know they wasn't, but them fish act like they was converted. Why? Because they have, see, you can convert mountains. They got to move when you talk to them. See, because the conversion power of the word, the spirit and life that is in the word can produce anything that God says can. He said, I watch on my word. My word will not return to me void. It shall accomplish and prosper to. So when he said, whatsoever man sow, that's his word. And so we have to know, in prosperity has to be birth. Wealth has to be birth. The kind of wealth we are talking about is not under the Babylonian system, not under the world system. It's not as we have been taught. It's not in bringing your business into the church.
That's right.
Jesus says time to be about the Father's business. He the one converting things supernatural. Naturally, I never would have been a rich man. My IQ wasn't high enough. I wasn't high enough in the secular world. But I got over in the spirit world and kept seeking after him.
Yes, sir.
And something happened to me.
Something happened. Conversion.
Now, every word from God has new birth potential.
Can
these bones live?
Yes.
Yeah, he said, well, prophesy to them. But they didn't get up. He said, call a wind from the four corners. Get some spirit moving here. And these bones going to live again. Now, your finance tonight might have been dry bone. But I prophesy to your finance. And command it to come into the newness of the spirit. That you, as a child of God, you have right to the supernatural. You have rights to miracles. You have rights to signs. You have rights to wonder.
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing me?
Yes, sir.
Let me go over this again. Let me go over this again. See, God's word converts things. God's word causes birth. Seed that are sown, tithes that are paid, according to God's word, switch system. The normal pattern is gone. Normal interest is gone. You move into the realm of supernatural interest. Well, God got his hand on it. And the interest rate going up all the time. You follow what I'm saying? All right, sit down a minute. Give me another minute. Remember where we walk from now. We walk from whatsoever you do shall prosper. Whatsoever he says to you, do it, right? Whatsoever man sows, that should he also reap, right? Now we had whatsoever is born of God. Whatsoever is born of God. In other words, God's word can bring your life in any aspect over into the spirit world. In maturity, you move from being a servant and you become a son. That's why the Bible said, as men as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As long as you back down here, you're not operating in your sonship. But when the Spirit get a hold of you, he take you into another dimension. He take you into another realm. Now, everything you speak to according to God's word got to come over there with you. I didn't get it over. It's not over like I want it over. See, because when the Spirit showed it to me, I know it. It's 20-something years of research. Then all of a sudden, I'm looking at all kind of books trying to find out. But here, the Holy Spirit said, no, wait a minute. This is what I meant. Holy Spirit said, this is what I meant. Whatsoever. See, what my word says and is acclimated by faith, it becomes spiritual. Therefore, listen to me, what I'm about to say, therefore the norm is gone. Because it's no longer just your hand on it, but now my hand on it. So I can take a natural seed and bring it into my dimension. Why? Because I'm the one who told you sow it. I see some of y'all can't go. We'll get this next year. See, if this click in your spirit, you'll recognize you don't have to worry anymore. You just do what the Lord tell you. Because the Lord, whatsoever, man. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Well, you know, Jesus said, if you have faith, whatever you speak to is going to obey you. Right? Well, what's happening there then? What's happening? Another life form take. See, you got to recognize God is the creator of the world. He is the ruler of the universe. And when his word get in your spirit that is born again, the Holy Spirit in your spirit can cause anything to happen. Dead things come alive. The only problem is we don't equate this with prosperity. Because we have thought that prosperity is not of God. So therefore, when we sow our seed, sometimes we're just hoping and praying. But we have to know a spiritual birth is about to take place. Something divine is about to happen. Nothing God's word is involved with that something divine can't happen. Every impossible place of being financed become possible because now God is in a position because you have obeyed him to convert the thing. Whatsoever is born of God. See, I want to go to whosoever. See, I can say, I'm born again, therefore, if any man be in Christ. No, Lord said, anything in my hand, I break it. Had to be some, with those fish and loaves, something had to bite. They didn't have no baker shop out there. So these if he can multiply fish. Hold on. All right, hold on. Here, you say, what about a fish alive? Well, if he can multiply bread. Bread don't even breathe. But when life come in it, and the Lord commanded to do something, bread, breathe. See this. Now, I want you to see this. I want you to see this. I'm almost about to close. I want you to see this. 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 You got to see this. Tell the person next to you, you got to see this. And tell them you're not doing so bad after all. Talk to them. Just catch on to what the apostle's telling you. And you about to roll, baby. You about to roll. You about to roll, baby. You about to roll. This the way we roll, baby. We roll in the supernatural. Yeah, we roll. This the way we roll. Tell them this the way we roll. We call things that be not as though they were. Come on. We call things that be not as though they were. That's the way we roll, man. Say this, nothing will never hold me down another day. Satan, you're a lie. My father wants me blessed. And as I obey him, you can't stop it. While spiritual birth is going on, Satan can't deal with it. Why? He said, I watch over my word. My word, they are spirit and life. When you sow a seed, you're sowing the word. Watch this. 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 When you sow a seed, you sow in Christ.
$1,500
seed. Sir? $1,500 seed. That's how I received it. No, I'm going to his church. That man got sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he got sense.
Yes, sir.
I don't like to go to no crazy preacher church.
Amen.
When you're sowing a seed, you're sowing Christ.
Yeah.
He become responsible to convert it.
Yeah.
He become responsible to put life and spirit in your seed.
Yeah. Life and spirit.
He the one say, listen, he the one, he tell that seed, I sent you. And I want everybody, every person hand you hit, I want it to obey me. Now when you're sowing your seed, now you know you're sowing spiritual birth. Sit down a minute. Let me work with it a little longer. It's Friday night. Let me work with it a little longer. Your seed, listen to me now. Yeah, preacher's going to jump out their sack, boy, but I'm going to make them jump. Your seed can have a convergent experience. Why? Because it's something God said do. And he specializes in miracles. He made dead things come alive. And nobody can question him because he made it in the first place. Oh, my. Whatsoever is born of God. See, now, overcome the world. This is the victory. See, you got to connect your faith with it. See, because look at the verse again. 1 John 5:4. Look at it again. Whatsoever is born of God. Whatsoever is born. Come on, turn that. Come on now. We got to go here. How long have I been preaching, boy? Fresh. You sound like Lynn. I said, what? I said, I was going to close last Sunday, you know. I walked down the aisle. She yelled at one of my members, you know. I was writing down. I said, well, I'm about to close. She said, what? I see it. All right. 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Now, remember now, I'm trying to convert that into whosoever. But the Spirit of God said to me, I don't just born whosoever. The supernatural bring things into the spirit realm. Bread. Fish. And then we can go wine. So we can go things from the natural. Now, I mean, how natural, how water become wine? Watch it. It's a spiritual transaction. We talked about that this morning, right? It's a spiritual transaction. So anything good can happen. Now, I didn't say money going to heaven. Because you're not going to need none in heaven. But if you don't have none down here, you're in hell already. I've been to hell and back. Got out and went back to hell. Paid for my house, man showed up, went back to hell, went back in credit, and then you hustle to pay everything off. Listen, let me tell you. Look at me. Listen to me. People who run with me and my apostle team, you ain't gonna be broke. We're not gonna lie. I know too much truth for people to hang around me and let them suffer. If they just listen to me, you know, people sneak around the mass and they sit there and listen to them. And then they sit there a while. Sometimes they kind of feverish, whoop, and all of a sudden you see strength dot com. That's what's happening in your finance right now. Glory! It look like you're back in a hope. But I call the spirit of infirmity off of your money tonight. Stand up! The Lord been heavy. And sometimes there's a spirit of infirmity that holding your money back. The Spirit of God just revealed that to me. That's a spirit of brokenness. That's a spirit come off of your family. They're trying to hold you down. And you're walking like a humpback person because the burden of them, financial burden on your shoulder. But I told Jesus, said, ought not that woman be the daughter of Abraham? Be made whole at this time. Stand up. I declare the burden is lifted tonight. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Help us.
Help us.
You see what happened? You see, because the word, the same word that heal, prospers. The same cross that wipe all my sins away prospers me. I'll never be broke another day in my life. I know that's right.
I know what to do.
I talk to this money.
I talk to my
seed. I sow my seed. I have expectation for my seed.
My seed.
Enter into spiritual birth.
Just like the water.
Just like the fish.
Just like the bread.
The master hand.
It's on my seed.
The master hand
is on my finances.
Spiritual convergence
take place
in my life tonight.
This is it.
My breakthrough is here.
I'm about to move.
I don't know how.
I don't need to know how.
I trust God.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and praise him now. Now, as they go up there, they are creating spiritual birth in the financial world. Why? Because this is what God said. Whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap. God said, when it go out your hand, it go in my hand, and I'm about to do something supernatural in your finances. Any moment you can be out of debt. Are you ready? And this is no false hope. I preached the word, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
And I explained it. The Holy Ghost explained out the word, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
So this is no false hope. So we ought to shout, shout, shout. Give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God praise. I give God praise. Shout it out. Shout it out. Shout it out. Yes, sir. Hey, sir, young man. You haven't been around me much. That money on the wrong side. That's on man's side. Remember what I'm telling you now.
Yes, sir.
It's on man's side. You off the man's side. It's in God we trust. Not if $20 can become anything it need to be.
Hallelujah.
All right, you got it. You got it. You welcome, you welcome. You welcome, you welcome.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I receive. All right. All right. That's a $1,000 check. See them checks. I got another $1,000 check. I can see them checks, boy. I got my glasses. I really can see them. I got my glasses. I can see them checks, boy. And boy, no, I saw pretty good with that one eye contact. But I got two. I got both of mine. I got my glasses on. I can see now, boy. I know a C note when I see one. Y'all know what a C note is? That's $100. Century. $100. So now, we're aware of this fact. Sit down a minute. We're aware of the fact. I feel material. You're aware of the fact. You're going to have faith, right? Because faith brings the victory. But whatever you do according to what the word says, it may look like in a while that it's not working, and that's the test. See, Jesus, go back to John 6. Go back to John 6. You got to see this. You know, I don't know. Somebody else may have said it before I said it. But I know within my study, I'm not afraid of men. And I came up with this statement that I don't think that I've been in church a long time. I never heard the statement. You got to pass the money test. And you know, people say it now because they were scared to say money in the church almost, you know. And that's why we ain't had our money, because they thought money was evil. Money ain't evil. Well, I tell you what, evil. See, verse 6. Now go back to John 6:6. You see, he was asking all them questions. You know, let me read this, because it's going to say something to us. After these things, first verse, Jesus went over to see a Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that was disease. They saw a disease miracle. But they're about to see something else. Yes. Many people have seen disease miracles, but they haven't seen dis-ease, financial dis-ease miracles.
I see you working.
So Jesus, you know, Jesus is setting them up. I want you to see I work in every area. I want you to see I didn't just die for physical disease. I hear him saying this, I feel the Holy Ghost. I hear him saying now, you need to see another miracle. The church need to see this other miracle. They've heard about healing. Jesus said, I'm not going to do no healing today. I'm about to show y'all something else you need to know. Because sometime in this world, look like you're running out. But because you hook up with me, you can't run out. Because I'm going to come on the scene when something happened to you, and I'm going to make it happen for you. That's exactly what he said. He said, you need to see me in my totality. You just have seen me heal the sick, but now I'm about to do another thing. How many of y'all see it, preacher? You see it?
Yes.
Yeah. You see, they're fighting because they saw the miracle, disease miracle. Jesus said, I do more than disease miracle. Church need to know that. I do money miracles. I do provision miracles. I'm the one made that meal kept coming up in that barrel. I'm the one caught that oil to keep coming out. That woman ain't had that much oil in that one bottle, but I kept adding oil to the bottle like I add the meal to the barrel. I'm the one can make things stretch for you. I'm the one can make your car run on empty. I know I've did that before, and somebody else have done it before. I don't know how that car went that far. I thought I wasn't going to make it home, but the Lord brought me on in. Can't really tell nobody because they won't believe you. Huh. $100 check. See, that's a good check. You're a pastor, aren't you? Yeah, okay. John 6. I'm going to close in a minute. Go back there. Go back to John. And the great multitude followed him when they saw his miracle, which he did on them that were diseased. He just followed the miracle. And Jesus went up in the mountain, and there he said with the disciple and the pastor, Jesus set up. This is set up. Jesus said, I want to show you what else I can do. I want to show you what else I can do. I can do something. I want to show you what else I can do. That's a good check, $100. I want to show you what else I can do. The church haven't seen what else he can do. Getting healed, people shout about it because they think that's all right. But getting rich, they don't want to shout about it because they think, oh, I don't know. I don't know. That's right. That's right. I said
right.
Right. The Lord about to show you right now. See, Jesus was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So therefore, he was working like he was on the other side of the cross. Showing us how we should work this thing. We should always expect more. We should always talk the less and command that it be increased. We have that authority, you see. Are you following me? That's the young man. All right. You take them earrings out your ear. Come here, let me lay a hand on you. You traveling with a dignified girl. So you, when you get home, take them earrings out your ear.
Yes, sir.
All right? You gonna obey me?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then I don't want you putting on front on, I want you to be real. You gonna be real?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm gonna lay my hand on you.
Yes, sir.
Understand? Matter of fact, you get back to your seat, take them earrings off. You're a man. You're a man. That ain't no good style.
Yeah.
You got that pretty girl on your side with your ring. I don't care if Michael Jordan, he don't know what he's doing.
Yeah. Come on, Dad.
You can have money and be stupid.
Yeah.
Man, put a earring on. You don't know a man from a woman. Who you are? Who?
Come on, Dad. This is good. Come on, Dad. Come on.
And a earring in a man here is a mark of a slave.
Right.
Satan playing tricks on us. He's playing tricks on us. He's trying to be cool, but the white man look at you and say that, look, that's my slave right there. Yeah, he's a good young man. He got a good heart. He know how to do it. We're gonna break him in. You come in our family, you like you're trying to get in the family. You know you come in the family, you gotta face Papa too. And Papa ain't so nice sometimes, yeah, right? But you can get blessed because you be in the family. You be, you know, you get blessed, boy. You get blessed. You come in, you mess around with a blessed family there, boy. You better do what's right. And I'm on one flight away. And I ain't got to wait till the plane leaving out of Baton Rouge. I leave anytime I get ready. I can leave at the midnight hour. Look, let me close, man. And they said, the fifth verse said, when then Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him. Yeah, here's what he's going to do now. He's going to check them out. He said unto Philip, now you know Philip didn't know what to do. Philip, the one, didn't know about, Philip, let me show. Go to John 14. Them boys all, they was all, Philip asked me a question. I mean, I don't believe with Philip here, but it's the same way, you know. These boys asked these crazy questions. And they don't know who they're talking to. It was Judas asked the question, but Philip, how are we going to know the Father? That's what he asked him. But look at this. Here's the master key to manifestation. Here in John 14, you there? Huh? All right, verse 21. He that has my commandments, not my requests. See, the problem with the church, we're making too many requests. Would you do this?
Come on, Dad.
The army doesn't make no requests. How many of you guys went to the army? Anybody went to the army? Did they ever come in the thing and ask you, would you do this, please?
No.
Get your tail up. Listen, at 6 o'clock, we roll it. And we need some of that in the church. I ain't got many amen that time. I got to close, man. I've been preaching too long here. Listen. Y'all just read John 14, 21 through 23, and you'll get and 24, you'll get a revelation about manifestation. Read it over and over again, and they give you a revelation about manifestation. Because I want to quickly, I'm going to spit it out fast because I started off giving you something last night, and I didn't finish. I'm going to spit it out right quick, as fast as I can, as soon as I find it. Oh, no. I know we talk about a certain way. That's not what I'm looking for. I had my secretary working so hard. I hope she ain't missed this part. Wait a minute. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, here it is. Remember I talked about, you want to write this down right quick. I'm going to go four more minutes. Look, listen, I got to speed up. All right. We talk about it. Take proper instruction, proper anointing, and proper obedience. You remember last night? And it shall all come to pass. That's powerful now. And I give you a clue how to set it when you're waiting. You know, a man look at his wife, and things like going right. You got seed in the ground. You look at your wife, look in her eyes, and say, it shall all come to pass. Especially the head of the house. He need to be saying that. It shall all come to pass. He can't be sitting at a table crying with everybody. I don't know what we're going to do. Get your tail off of me. You're the head of the house. Give some confidence in his house. Say it's going to be all right. Honey, what you think we're going to do? Negro, you the one took me from my daddy. Do something. My daddy would have known what to do. You. Now, I can't, my daddy going home and be the Lord, but I just can't see my daddy. My daddy was a man. I just can't see him. My daddy's name was Tom, William Thompson. My mama's name was Gladys. She was a Creole woman, and she talked that French, you know. But I can't just even see my daddy. I sit down and say, what are we going to do? My daddy was such a provider. He was a man. He'd make something happen. And he wasn't a word man.
Come on.
What do you think about a word man? My daddy make it happen. My daddy said, always, my daddy always had confidence, man. He said, oh, you going to be all right?
Yeah.
I remember the night that man coming in. I went down. I was doing a little janitor work at night, you know. And I went on that mop. I wanted to go out. I just mopped the floor anyway. I just stole that mop. I left early. So the man come in the yard, and he got kind of rough, you know. My daddy cleared his throat. Get in your car. Back out this yard. I was talking to my boy like that. Say, son, you ain't got to go back there no more. My daddy was a man before they signed any civil rights bill. My daddy had civil rights on his mind already. Listen, my daddy was a man. You talk to me, a man. He said, what you said? So, I still got a little ignorant in me, you know what I'm saying? Now, I think every pastor got to have a little ignorance in him, you know. He might go off any minute. Help the sheep, you know. Help the sheep, you know. Pastor can't be no bluff. He got to be real. All right, let me get it. Develop intimacy in your financial stewardship. I told you that. Right? Now, in Malachi 3:10 through 12, you already know it, but the word obeying the tithe commission. Obeying the tithe commission. You know, he said he opened the wonders of heaven. That's an open heaven, isn't it? All right. And then I just took you to one in John, and this is the heading I got. Understanding the master key to all manifestation. Then John 14, you read that enough. John 14, 21 through 23, you'll come to understanding the master key to everything God said in the Bible. I believe it'll create manifestation and demonstration. All right, let me hurry. Woo! Living under the rain from an open heaven. Oh, we got to read this one. Deuteronomy 11, 10. But so many of y'all been watering your finance with your foot. You know. And you're laboring under the curse. Go to Deuteronomy 10. Let me read the other one. And we'll go back. I'll close out reading Deuteronomy 10. Heaven teaches the master principle of increase. In Luke 17, 5, 6, the apostle said, Lord, increase our faith. He said, you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to so-and-so, and it will obey you. That's the master. And it was the apostle who asked that question. And he taught him the apostle's lesson on increase. We're going to read Deuteronomy 11 and 10, then I'm going to make a declaration, and I'm going to close. I'm going to make a declaration over you. You getting blessed?
Yes, sir.
I remember when we found this voice, man. This voice here. I believe my dad was preaching this voice one time. And I said, wow, man. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from whence you came out, where thou sowest thy seed and water it with thy foot as a garden of herd. But the land, verse 11, where you go to possess it is a land of hills and valley, and drinketh the water of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God cares for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. From now on, every day in your life is Happy New Year. Every day is a new beginning. If you're operating the things we have taught you in this prosperity revival, every day is a brand new day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I declare the heavens to be open over you. Your house, your family, your ministry, your business. The heaven, I declare, are open over you. I praise the Lord. My. Give three people a high five. Tell them leaving you on the open heaven. And no doubt about it. 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 My position have changed. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. My position have changed. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I say no doubt about it. My position have changed.